Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Business and continue to pay these tariffs without making customers pay something higher. They also tell me they don't have an alternative. They can't just turn around and start producing things here in the United States because things cost more to produce in Mexico. Either the manufacturing facilities aren't here or the supplies aren't here.
In Ontario, lawmakers announcing reciprocal tariffs on U.S. electricity.
1.5 million Americans in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, and New York currently get their power from Canada, which is now adding a 25% surcharge onto electricity that goes to the U.S.
ABC Sherry Preston, Ontario's premier, calling for an end to the trade war. This is ABC News. The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition remains stable and doctors have lifted what they called his guarded prognosis. The 88-year-old pontiff has been hospitalized for more than 3 weeks. The Vatican knocking down questions about whether the Pope will step down. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is at the Vatican.
There's no indication that Pope Francis is going to resign. That is completely not on the table at all and not talked about here in the Vatican at all. I think it's important to underline that, you know, Pope Francis is confined to his hospital room for now. There's no indication of when he might hopefully be discharged from hospital, but he is still working from his hospital room, according to the Vatican. He has been joining Vatican business and meetings via video link.
In Florida today, officials say a tornado touched down near Sanford. Seminole County authorities say one house collapsed. No reports of injuries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy and a bit breezy tonight with a low of 35. Winds will be west, becoming northwest, 6 to 14. Partly cloudy tomorrow. It'll be sunny and much cooler with a high of 45. And a few clouds and chilly tomorrow night with a low of 26. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 9 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 67 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. From lifestyle recommendations that will help fight off Alzheimer's disease symptoms to job creation to economic growth, Universities of Wisconsin, UW-Madison, and UW-Milwaukee leaders and faculty discuss the importance of federal research funding on the people and communities of Wisconsin. The remarks came at a news conference Thursday in the wake of a federal proposal to limit National Institutes of Health funding, or NIH. Sterling Johnson, a professor of medicine at UW-Madison, said his team's research into Alzheimer's seeks to diagnose the disease years before people even develop symptoms and identify ways to slow disease progression. The NIH-funded research involves more than 1,700 Wisconsin adults and has identified steps people can take to combat Alzheimer's, including exercise, good sleep, and nutrition. Karen Frick, Distinguished Professor of Psychology at UW-Milwaukee, is studying how the loss of estrogen at menopause may affect the development of Alzheimer's disease in women who are more likely than men to be affected. Her NIH-funded research is designed to develop new treatments to help reduce memory loss and the risk of Alzheimer's in both women and men. Johnson and Frick were joined by University's Wisconsin President Jay Rothman and UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, along with Tom Still, President of the Wisconsin Technology Council, and Nicholas Paris, Chair of the Board of Directors of BioForward and CEO of Gilson Incorporated, a participant in the Wisconsin Registry for Alzheimer's Prevention Study. Sigrid Canuti also spoke, saying that with a family history of Alzheimer's, she was counting on researchers like Johnson to discover cures and treatments for the disease. Rothman cited the important research at UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, and across the universities of Wisconsin, and said cutting federal funding has real implications for families and communities, counting on us to find solutions to our most pressing needs. Chancellor Mnookin emphasized that indiscriminate reductions in research funding pose significant risk to our state and nation's future and harm the ability for universities like UW-Madison to make critical life-saving discoveries and train students to be leaders. Two arrests have been made as the result of a retail theft investigation ongoing since middle to late February. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports an incident occurred twice at the same business and once at a separate business, both located in the village of Reedstown. Early Friday afternoon, Travis James Burrow, 44 of Viola, and Teresa Maria Lowmiller, 44 of Soldiers Grove, were both taken into custody in the village of Viola. Travis Burrow was booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for retail theft, felony bail jumping, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Teresa Lowmiller was booked for party to a crime of retail, theft, and possession of methamphetamine. Another arrest may be forthcoming. If you have information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 608-637-8477. Or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. Following a lengthy burglary investigation, Crawford County Sheriff Dale McCulloch reports that a search warrant was executed to recover stolen property located at 53604 County Highway S in the township of Seneca on March 1st. Residents of the home, Charles Kirch, age 44, and Angela Ziegler, age 42, were suspected of burglarizing a cabin and stealing an estimated $30,000 worth of miscellaneous property, including firearms, tools, decor, a wood-burning stove, ladder, electronics, and furniture. As a result of searching their residence, law enforcement personnel arrested Kirch and Ziegler and recovered numerous items that had been stolen from the cabin and other places. Also discovered was a sawed-off shotgun, methamphetamine paraphernalia, and a stolen rifle. Charles Kirch was charged with multiple counts of burglary, theft, felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a sawed-off shotgun, and bail jumping. Angela Ziegler was charged with multiple counts of burglary, theft, possession of a sawed-off shotgun, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and bail jumping. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, Richland County Sheriff's Office, and Crawford County Highway Department. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 9.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.90 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 1 cent per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 31.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.03 a gallon today. The national average is down 8.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 36.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2.1 cents in the last week and stands at $3.61 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the average price of gasoline in the U.S. hasn't been this low in March since 2021, when the pandemic significantly reduced demand and kept prices suppressed. This time around, caution is also playing a role in keeping prices lower, particularly uncertainty over tariffs, which is likely having a moderate impact. He added concerns about the direction of the economy could have a major influence on fuel prices in the months ahead, especially with the high level of uncertainty surrounding tariffs. Additionally, OPEC announced last week that it would gradually begin restoring oil production after nearly 2 years of cuts, adding further downward pressure on oil prices. As a result, the typical seasonal rise in gas prices has yet to materialize, and if and when it does, it may be considerably smaller than expected. The Richland School District Solo and Ensemble for Band and Choir was held at the Richland Center High School Saturday. The contest is a function of the Wisconsin Schools Music Association and is held each year in early March. Judges are assigned to listen to and critique each performance and rate them by specified criteria. Richland Center was represented with 83 vocal events and 3 piano events. There were also 8 events from the Ithaca High School and 4 homeschool events. Richland Center High School received 22 star first, 36 first, and 12 seconds. Ithaca received 3 star first and 5 first. The homeschool category received 2 star first and 2 first. The Richland Center High School band students performed well throughout the day, earning 51 star first ratings. The band also earned 17 first ratings and 13 second ratings. Star First students will perform at State Solo and Ensemble Competition on Saturday, April 26th on the University of Platteville campus. The River Valley School District will be asking voters for tax funding to maintain its current educational programs, class sizes, services, and co-curricular activities on the April 1st ballot. Voters will be asked if the River Valley School District should be authorized to exceed the revenue limit by $4,150,000 for the 2025-26 school year, by $4,750,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $5.2 million for the 2027-28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of paying the cost of maintaining educational programs and maintenance of the district. The district does not plan to add new positions or programs with these referendum dollars. These funds are not for new buildings or facilities. The board's decision to close the school building in Plain and reconfigure all grade levels in the remaining 3 buildings resulted in cost savings of more than $1 million due to reductions in annual expenditures and staffing. This subsequently lowered the deficit amount and the referendum amount. Community referendum information sessions will be held to allow voters to get information firsthand and to ask questions. An informational session will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Plain Early Learning Center Gymnasium. A session will also be held Tuesday night, March 11th at 5:30 at the Lutheran Church Community Hall in Lone Rock, and Tuesday, March 18th at 5:30 at the Middle School Library. For more information or questions, reach out to River Valley District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner or Business Manager Brian Cry.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died last Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday, March 19th from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsman League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 12th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Grace. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you enjoy the record warmth across the region today, with those highs well into the 60s, even a few readings around 70. Again, many records established across the region. It'll stay breezy tonight, but the winds coming in from the northwest late tonight behind a cold front will usher in much colder weather for tomorrow, actually getting us back closer to normal for this time of the year, and we'll still see plenty of sunshine. Conditions will warm back up once again later in the week as south winds return to the Midwest, out ahead of a storm system in the Rocky Mountains. That system will gradually slide across the area Friday evening into Saturday morning, bring us a high chance of showers and a few thunderstorms. Right now, it looks like we could see at least a half inch of moisture with that. And behind it, colder weather gradually building in for the weekend. There might even be a few snowflakes in the air come late Saturday or Sunday. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Just partly cloudy skies. Temperatures dropping down into the upper 40s throughout the evening. 35 late tonight. West wind 10 to 15 becoming northwest. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and much cooler with highs in the mid-40s. North wind around 10 becoming northeast. Tuesday night, just a few clouds and chilly, low 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and comfortable with a high of 54. East-southeast wind between 5 and 10. The outlook for Thursday, warmer with partly cloudy skies. Low temperature in the low 30s with a high at 60. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, blustery winds and warm. High all the way up to 69 degrees. There's an 80% chance of rain Friday evening, possibly some thunderstorms. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler. Scattered rain showers are likely, high 53. Chance of some light snow showers Saturday night into Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy and chilly. Sunday's high about 39. Have yourself a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 67 degrees after a new record high of 69 degrees that was set today and a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 61 and we received no precipitation. That record high of 69 that was set today broke the old record of 66 that was set back in 1977. And the record low is 8 below that was set back in 2003. Last year's high was 49. And low is 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:01, I should say, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. Winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.67, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Bucks are finding no success against the other top teams in the NBA Eastern Conference. Sunday's 112-100 loss to Cleveland means Milwaukee is winless in 9 games against the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Knicks this season. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points in the loss. The Bucks led for less than 30 seconds of the game. Milwaukee's next outing is Tuesday at Indianapolis. The Badgers suffered a stunning upset loss to Penn State on Saturday at home, 86-75. Penn State came from behind to claim the first victory on Wisconsin's home court in 30 years. John Blackwell and Stephen Kroll each scored 19 points. UW cut the deficit to 2 with a score of 72-70 with 3:43 remaining, but they went the rest of the way without hitting a field goal. Next up for Wisconsin is the Big Ten tournament. And on Thursday, the Badgers will meet the winner of Wednesday's play-in game between Northwestern and Minnesota. Wisconsin women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley has stepped down after posting a 47-75 record in 4 seasons at a program that has been struggling to compete in the Big Ten for over a decade. The Badgers went 13-16 this season and lost 81-54 to Iowa in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin had announced in late January that it was looking into a former player's allegations that she was mistreated by Mosley and her staff. Wisconsin's release announcing Mosley's departure made no reference to those allegations. Wisconsin's last winning season came in 2010 through 2011. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is seeded number one in the 2025 NCAA tournament after beating Minnesota 3-2 on Saturday. The men dropped a decision Sunday by the same score, ending their season. The women's team is making its 12th straight tournament appearance. Clarkson and Boston will meet in Madison Thursday night. The winner of that game will take on the Badgers Saturday with an appearance the next week in the NCAA Frozen Four on the line.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The NFL's 52-hour legal tampering period arrived with a slew of stars receiving big contracts to either stay put or join a new team, retooling its roster. Over the weekend, the Bills and NFL MVP Josh Allen agreed to an extension that includes a league-record $250 million in guaranteed money, and Browns edge rusher Myles Garrett agreed to stay in Cleveland on a deal that makes him the highest-compensated non-quarterback in NFL history. His deal will pay him an average annual salary of $40 million. Quarterback Sam Darnold has agreed to a three-year, $100.5 million contract with the Seattle Seahawks, a person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press today. The person spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity because teams can't sign free agents until Wednesday. Darnold had his best season with the Minnesota Vikings in 2024, leading them to 14 wins. He replaces Geno Smith, who was traded to the Las Vegas Raiders last week. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the New York Jets and former Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Justin Fields have agreed to a two-year contract worth $40 million. Fields would step in as New York's starter in place of Aaron Rodgers, who the Jets announced last month they are moving forward without after two seasons. The deal for Fields includes $30 million guaranteed, according to the person who spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity because of the agreement wasn't announced by the team. The Jets also agreed to terms with former Baltimore cornerback, Brandon Stevens on a three-year, $36 million deal. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies.
Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Corn and hogs were higher Monday, soybeans finished lower, and cattle closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower, monitoring harvest activity in South America, keeping an eye on tariff moves, and getting ready for Tuesday's USDA supply and demand numbers. Unknown destinations did buy 195,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. May beans were 11 lower at 10.14. July was down 10.5 at 10.28 and a quarter. Contributing to the bearish tone in beans, May meal was down 2.10 at 302.30, and May soybean oil was 116 lower at 42.26. Corn was up modestly as it continues to watch South America and tariff news while expecting the USDA to tighten U.S. ending stocks Tuesday. Japan purchased 126,000 tons of U.S. corn Monday morning. May was up 2.75 at 472, and July was 2.75 higher at 478.5. And wheat was higher on speculative and technical buying despite the dollar firming up at times during the session. U.S. winter wheat conditions are highly variable with about a quarter of U.S. growing areas in some form of drought. Analysts do anticipate minimal adjustments to U.S. and world ending stocks on Tuesday. May Chicago was up 11.25 at 562.5. May Kansas City was 13.75 higher at 578.5. May Minneapolis was up 11.75 at 604.5. Cattle were mostly higher ahead of this week's direct business. April live was up 30 at $200.57, and June was 75 higher at 197.22. April feeders were 22 lower at 277.92. May was up 35 at 278.55. And hogs were supported by the higher midday move in pork. April lean was up 95 cents at 88.30, and the May contract was 87 higher at 91.47. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Cash cattle trade activity was typically quiet Monday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Look for significant trade volume to develop in the back half of the week. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 268 at 317.58. Select closed $1.15 higher at 306.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 13,000 the week and down about 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up a penny with a weighted average of 88.90. The Iowa Minnesota closed 49 cents higher with a weighted average of 88.98. And the Western Corn Belt was up 46 cents with a weighted average of 88.93. Pork values closed week down 14 cents at 98.22. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and up nearly 30,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSales.com ACL.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A veterinarian with University of Wisconsin-Madison says USDA's avian influenza vaccination plan is unclear. Keith Paulson tells Brownfield,
as we get more details, we'll continue to move forward.
Vaccinations were part of USDA's initial five-point plan in addressing HPAI in poultry. But in a statement to Brownfield, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said, there's currently no viable vaccine for egg-laying chickens. More news is next.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, may be incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. This is why HALO exists. HALO provides housing, healing, and education to kids who need it the most. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. But HALO cannot do this work alone. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life, a chance that they deserve. Consider a gift to HALO to make a difference in the life of a child in need. Go to HALOWorldwide.org today. Make a gift now to make an impact. That's HALOWorldwide.org. HALOWorldwide.org.
Economist says he's keeping a close eye on global weather issues. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net tells Brownfield, conditions have been favorable for South American producers.
Brazil's crops can be a big one. Argentina corn crops a little bit up in the air, but in general, it's relatively good.
A commercial agronomist says investing in new technology could help farmers improve their yields this year. Jason Webster with Precision Planting tells Brownfield, using the right tools lays the groundwork to maximize profitability.
We got to do the best job of planting that crop, getting the right consistent depth. That sets the stage up for high yields. We've got that technology, and I think we have to have it to set the stage up for success.
Missouri's Attorney General has asked the Trump administration to investigate a $4.9 billion federal loan awarded to the Grain Belt Express. The project would construct transmission lines across the state to transport wind-generated energy from Kansas to Indiana. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Planting for 2025 is just around the corner, and having a clean seed bed will help give young soybean plants a good start. Jeff Moon, Market Development Specialist with Corteva, is with us today to talk about ways growers can prepare for the season. His advice includes a strong pre-emergence program. More after this on Brownfield.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Agriscience Market Development Specialist Jeff Moon says effective weed control is essential to a successful start to the growing season.
But it's always a good idea to use a strong pre-emergence program followed by a post-emerge program. We kind of call that the program approach to controlling weeds. I also recommend that these products contain multiple modes of action. You know, when we've got resistant weed issues out there, we just don't want to be using the same herbicide over and over again. And so it's important to have a herbicide that has multiple modes of action so you can attack these troublesome weeds from different directions. You know, I think about things like henbit and kochia and some of these winter annuals that we need to get good control of, and farmers need to do a good job of scouting their fields early to understand what they have and make sure they start clean out there. So again, with that burn down and a good pre-emerge program to get their feet under them.
Corteva Agriscience has a couple of new pre-emergent soybean herbicides. They're residual. Tell us about these options for early season weed control.
Yeah, we have two new products this year I'd like to talk about. One of them is Kyber Pro, and another one is called Sonic Boom. They're both available for the first time this year. They contain multiple modes of action, including Group 15 herbicides, which give you a good layered residual control there. And Kyber Pro has three different modes of action, really a strong three-mode of action product. It's going to deliver some outstanding broadleaf weed control. I think you're looking at controlling more than 50 grasses and broadleaves, and so that's a good place to start. Sonic Boom, on the other hand, has two different modes of action. And this is primarily for broadleaf weeds that you're going to be using that one. It's going to provide some residual of probably 4 to 6 weeks. And both of these products are liquid formulations, easy to handle, easy to mix with other products. And so we're really excited about bringing both of these products to the market here in 2025.
You're going to have some additional information for us in the next couple of weeks. So please tune in again next Monday as we talk about post-emergence herbicides in soybeans. Jeff, if growers want more information on Kyber Pro and Sonic Boom herbicides, where should they go?
Well, they can obviously talk with their local retailer or their local Corteva territory manager. But if they'd like to visit us online, they can do that at soybeanherbicides.corteva.us.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
On a birthday cake next year. I thought by now I should have a man, 2 car seats and a minivan, but it still ain't here. She says something's gotta get him. Yeah, something gotta give me butterflies. Something gotta make me feel alive. Yeah, something gotta give me dreams tonight. Something gotta make me feel alright. I don't know where it is. Yeah, but something's gotta get. Something gotta get. Phone junk, high volley. Yeah, that's the best, baby. She's riding out this twist of fate. She's had all that she can take. She says something's gotta get here.
Yeah. in a minivan. She said, Simon's got it, Simon's got it, Simon's got it. Some guy gave me butterflies, some guy that made me feel alive. Yeah, some guy that gave me dreams tonight, some guy that made me feel alright. I don't know where it is, yeah, but Simon's got it. I don't know where it is, yeah, but Simon's got it. I don't know where it is, yeah, but Simon's got it, yeah.
I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be, yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me and I'm still empty.
That was Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody. Before that, we had Leanne Rimes with Something's Gotta Give. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing some great music up until this 8 o'clock hour tonight. Yes, no high school sports tonight. Our local teams, we usually do the coverage of. They're all pretty much done on their tournaments, but good job to everybody on a great season otherwise on that. But yeah, I'll be here till 8 playing some music for you. And my God, what a great day today. Right at 5:48 right now is our time, and the Wirtz floor and home thermometer is at 67 degrees after we broke a record high that was set back in 1977 originally, 66 degrees, and we set a high of 69 today, so great day to get outside, and that sun is still out. Usually before Sunday, when in about this time, the sun would be getting ready to set, but beautiful out there. So get outside and enjoy that beautiful weather if you can. And right now, it isn't quite as windy. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, even though we have seen some peaks of 21 miles per hour today, and it looks like the winds are going to be 6 to 14 miles per hour tonight, Tony Schumacher says, for winds. And it's only supposed to get down to 35, so get out and enjoy. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a male purebred golden retriever wearing a black, white, and orange collar. The dog is lost on County Highway Double J between Lone Rock and Gotham. If you find this golden retriever, give a call to 608-604-9070. Also found a few days ago, a blonde colored cat with a white collar. The cat was found in the Porter Road area of Lone Rock. If you feel this is your cat and you want to claim it, give a call to 608-570-0654. Also found a remote control garage door opener that was actually found back on March 4th, and it was found at 16897 State Highway 171, Richland Center. If you feel this is your garage door opener, give a call to 608-536-3224.
The Richland Cattle Center thanks its dedicated sellers and buyers for their continued support. Join them this Wednesday morning at 11:30 for an outstanding auction featuring 40 head from Dodge County, including parlor freestall cows, mostly Holsteins, with a few Jersey and Jersey crosses. Also selling 14 quality bred Holsteins due in the next 30 to 60 days, plus a great selection of fresh cows, bred back two-year-olds, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss this chance to add top-tier cattle to your herd. The Richland Cattle Center Auction, every Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or $3 for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. 1. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at Saints Anthony and Philip Parish.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
To the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my all mine.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A trade war brewing between the U.S. and its top trading partners, Canada, Mexico, and China, dragging stocks down further today. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi says the risk of a recession has more than doubled since the start of the year. President Trump defending his tariff policy, saying the disruption will be temporary. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is at the White House.
He's doubling down, defending his moves, defending the idea of tariffs, saying that they will, in the long run, be good for U.S. job creation, be good for onshoring, bringing back manufacturing to the United States, but really downplaying this concern that in the short term, they could also include an increase in prices.